Jamie Oliver is a superstar of food. He's produced and presented hugely popular television programs on cooking, notably The Naked Chef, more recently Jamie's Food Revolution. He's written more than a dozen cookbooks, many to accompany the television programs. He's written about English food, Italian food, fast food, American food, school food, and even campaigned for a healthier diet for kids, built around introducing children to a wider range of things they might consider eating, including vegetables. Jamie Oliver joins us from London to talk about his newest book, Jamie Oliver's Comfort Food, The Ultimate Weekend Cookbook. Welcome to our program.
Thank you very much for having me. Very exciting.
Now, maybe you better just define comfort food. What is the Jamie Oliver version of comfort food?
Comfort food is literally, to me, and I think to most people on the planet, the best food in the world. It's food that has a very wide scope. It's completely subjective. It's often food that makes you feel like you've had a big hug. It's stuff you really look forward to. It's often not like what we would call super clean, healthy food, superfood. It's often food that has, you know, a little bit of carbohydrate in there that just kind of gets all those lovely happy hormones going and just makes you feel complete and full.
How did you collect all of the international recipes? I mean, there are recipes from Egypt, recipes from Greece.
What we did is I literally just went onto Instagram. I did a big question out, you know, what's your favorite comfort food? Tell me about it and what country you come from. We got, like, I think it was 14,000 responses in 3.5-4 hours. Then literally, manually, we printed it all out, stuck it on the wall by country. And then it was like kind of, you know, the greatest hits. We kind of picked out the dishes that just kept coming up. And I know it's a very crude way to do it, but for me, it felt close to my audience. And it meant that I was being introduced to foods I'd never, ever heard of.
Now, you are at considerable pains in the course of introducing people to these recipes to say that many of them take a lot of time, that it's a, you know, it's an afternoon's work or whatever, and that is part of the comfort. Now, how do you figure that?
So, you know, comfort food for me, often it involves stews and pot roasts and, you know, sort of second-class cuts of meat that need to be sort of slow-cooked. And, you know, sometimes people say, oh, it says 6 hours. And I'm like, yeah, but you don't have to sit there cooking for 6 hours. You know, it's about 5-10 minutes at the start. And then, you know, you just let the oven do the work, you know, go to the park, go shopping, go to the pub, do what you got to do, and then come back and enjoy something spectacular. But there's something lovely about comfort food where it gets put away in this thing called an oven. And you just have to leave it.
What is your favorite big fat comforting dish? Maybe. So to think about something that you would eat as a very late lunch or an early dinner on a quiet, cold Sunday.
Obviously, the book's full of quite a few of these. Shepherd's pie was a real pleasure to write in this book. You know, I'd always kind of made a good shepherd's pie, but I just decided to go back into the history books, you know, 200-300 years ago. And I actually realized that the very old traditional recipes didn't just have the potato on the top of that lovely stew with the veggies and the gravy. Actually, the potato went on the bottom and the sides and the top, which no one in Britain I'd ever seen done before, you know. So I started playing with this recipe that was 300 years old and probably more.
Playing with it is a good word, because there's a picture of you in the book, sort of like a mud pie.
Oh,
there
yeah.
You are with your hands and the mashed potatoes, pushing them against the side of the bowl.
Yeah, absolutely.
Up to your elbows.
Well, it's basic mashed potato. And then you just act like a kid, which is what comfort food is all about, and push it to the bottom and sides. You don't have to be a chef. You don't have to roll anything out. And then you put that stew in, and then you top it, and you put it in the bottom of the oven. So it's getting crispy on the bottom and the sides as well as crispy on the top. And then eventually, sort of, you know, 40, 50 minutes into cooking, that little bit of residual gravy has to find a way out. So it sort of punches a hole through the top of that incredible pie. And it's just an amazing thing. And I kind of knew it was amazing because I've got 4 kids. There's like a little army of Olivers there. And I'd never seen all 4 of my kids attack, because every bit was crispy, but also soft. The whole thing was attacked from every angle. And when that bowl was clean, I knew that that recipe had to go in the book.
Let me ask you about desserts. I went to the dessert section first because Brits have a very special place in my heart for incredibly sweet, gooey desserts like golden pudding, which you unaccountably left out. I went right past the marshmallows and the peanut butter jelly brownies and stopped at the bread and butter pudding that is made with cake instead of bread and flavored with marmalade and chocolate. Now, if you actually ate that, wouldn't it kill you?
I haven't yet found a dessert on the planet that's healthy. Sugar, cream, butter, flour, eggs. I mean, it's only going to go one way. But no, in actual fact, I mean, I think that it's a connotation of the classic bread and butter pudding. You know, we get a lot of panettones at the after Christmas these days, and people don't know what to do with them. So I think it's nice to give them that little tip of how to turn something that they've got into something really, really good. You know, what's quite nice about it is even if you make it badly, it still works really, really well.
There's a lot in this book that goes against the religion of Jamie Oliver, which is eat reasonably, don't be a complete pig. This is a book for the complete pig.
I wouldn't say this is a book for the complete pig, no. I think I try and eat really well and clean and kind of like just focus Monday to Friday lunch. And then Friday night, Saturday, Sunday lunch, this is when comfort food comes into its own. And that's when I do that. I mean, this book is basically how I eat every weekend. You know, this is for someone that loves food and has the common sense to realise that you shouldn't eat a burger every single day or have cake with every meal. You know, it's basic stuff, really.
Jamie Oliver's newest cookbook is called Jamie Oliver's Comfort Food. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my love. Thank you very much.